recently. It's an As Seen on TV. I'm on my last day here in South Beach.
Okay, so can you hear me talking over this?
Before I take it back home with me to finish my review there. So here's an overview of the Wonder Bible. So this
is
what comes with it. We have
the
charging cable.
I can barely hear Darren.
Yeah, I think you should be lower and the thing should also be lower.
I mean, I can't control my own, but here.
This is the guide that has directory of all the different codes.
Okay,
for
so now I'm talking.
And this is the device itself.
I mean, let me play some music. I feel like that would
press
be.
Press and hold the power button.
There.
Yeah, we shouldn't be talking over like a guide.
Yeah. Okay, so this is pretty simply deep music. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
but we can pump over it, which is good.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll keep it at the top. Okay, I think we're ready to go. All right.
Wow,
ready to go?
Not even 6:30. I'm ready.
6:29. I guess let me post the live.
Darren giving us that nostril gape. One of my favorite subreddits.
Oh, really?
Is that a thing?
It is now. But
it probably is. Everything's a thing.
Yeah.
I'll post my pics in there. Rob, disable screenshots, please.
Just can somebody call Blog Talk really quick? Just to...
Who's on it? Anybody?
I'll do it.
Do it or should I do it?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I hear you singing, Rob.
Okay, great. Then let us begin.
Let us. Wait, let me mute.
All right, everyone mute. Here, I'll mute everybody.
Go! This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. A few days after we read a Falconer ad on the show, the band announced their breakup. In the weeks after System of a Down's drummer was on the show, he spiraled into a crazy Trump supporter. Tonight on the show, we have Bobby Woods from Overkill. Hey buddy, don't worry, I'm sure this will go way better for you. Probably. Hopefully. The Metal Injection Live cast starts now.
Now! Welcome to the Metal Injection Live cast. It is Rob. Another wonderful episode we have for you. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Joining me is the Hammerhead himself, Darinsky. And then with us is, Noah, I was trying to think of another Overkill pun. I can't. And then Sid as well. Sid Dynamite, is that who we got here? Thank you for tuning in. Our special guest momentarily is going to be Bobby Blitz. You might know him as the frontman of Overkill. But then he is also in a new project called BPMD with Mike Portnoy and Phil Demel, formerly of Machine Head, and Mark Menge. It's a fun little covers album that they put out. We're going to be talking to them and doing a bunch more. So we hope you could be a part of it.
Is BPMD, does that have Eric Sermon in it anywhere? Is he participating? Is that a collabo?
On the Zoom tour.
Oh, you don't get it? Hello?
Rob doesn't like hip-hop.
No.
It's very sad.
I don't get it.
But you can get it. And by it, I mean extra content from the Metal Injection Livecast Patreon page at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. For as little as $5 a month, you will get at least one extra episode every month. This month's bonus episode was the movie draft. And the movie draft was we basically all kind of drafted characters to play ourselves and came up with a concept. And it was a very fun episode. Sean joined us. And earlier this week, we put up a second shorter bonus video. It is a movie review of the 2002 classic Bubba Ho-Tep. And we had some varying opinions and a great conversation about that. You can get all that fun at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. My face is really blown out here for our video users, which also, that's right, I should mention, Patreon users get access to video versions of all the episodes we've done since quarantine began 3 months ago. And it's a ton of fun stuff, and you help support the show. It's patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. Lars's dad is really into it.
Rob, you're so blown out. You look like a Vince Neil cameo video.
Oh, no.
Well, girls, Dr. Brownstone, give me $400.
That should just be our whole show, 90 minutes of that, just saying Motley Crue song title and forgetting our names.
We did a poll yesterday on our social media whether Rob a cameo, and the fans were overwhelmingly in favor of Rob starting a cameo page.
Do it. That doesn't mean they're going to pay for it, though. They just want to see him do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to pony up the money.
Well, in order for them to see it, they have to pay for it, right?
They could just wait. They could just wait for us to cover it on the show.
Yeah,
that's true.
They're not giving any ideas.
Yeah, so like, what should I put as the charging price for my cameo now that I'm being forced on it by our fans?
Start with like what is someone of your like celebrity status equivalent celebrity status charge?
Yeah, how much does Ken Pierce charge?
He's a little higher than Ken Pierce. Come on.
What would be someone my celebrity status? See, we'd have to do research. I was thinking somewhere between $5 and $20.
How much
is 10?
How much did Stanley from The Office charge?
He charged $300 or $400, I believe.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
But I mean, he's not a. I can't. He's way more famous.
I was gonna say he's more famous than you, but he's like a lower end serious celebrity. So go where he is and knock it down.
No, I'm not gonna charge that much. I will not charge more than
$20. How about you charge 80,000 USDs?
That's great. Yeah, maybe use the cameo money to pay for metalinjection.com, which is we almost got it to 10,000, I believe, actually. I recall a livecast listener put in a bid and they gave them a better deal than they gave to me, which I thought
was spiteful.
Jose Mengen, by the way, I think that's a comparable celebrity. He's obviously a tier or two above the
cameo.
Price. He's on cameo and he is $33. It's a little Pantera reference.
Can we hear a sample?
No. Yeah, let's hear it.
Hey now, what's going on? It's Jose Mangan, Metal Ambassador from Sirius XM, Liquid Metal and Octane, where I've been.
Okay, you get it, right?
Wait. Is that his intro cameo or is like that's in someone's paid cameo?
No, that's his intro cameo.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was going to say he
seems like a paid one.
That's fucked up if he puts all his plugs in at the beginning of your birthday message or whatever.
Let's see.
What's going on, Pat? My name's Jose, Metal Ambassador Mang. And man, maybe you know me. Sirius XM, Liquid Metal, and Octane. I'm a freaking Metal Ambassador. And that's all I do is preach the good gospel of metal. And your boy, Dave, told me that it was your birthday on 420. Dave, I mean, it's like almost 2 months late, man. It's all right, dude. You know,
We got it. Wouldn't the person know who he is if they gave a cameo to this person? I'm assuming they would appreciate it coming from someone who they know who it is. You're not just going to get some rando.
Yeah. So he's just like so like professional as a broadcaster that he just naturally introduces himself all the time.
Did he give a time check too?
Yeah.
Did he give an ID?
Time and weather.
You said it's $33 for him, Rob?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I might drop $33 out of my own pocket to get him to record an apology for firing Rob.
Yeah.
He also
has to say Robert Pezvani is not a piece of shit.
Oh, no.
That's not
nice.
I mean, $33 is not a steep price. I feel like somebody's going to pay him to do that.
Come on, fans.
I'll
overwhelm Jose Mangan with guilt for firing Rob.
Come on.
$33 at a time.
The number to dial, by the way. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, we should just disguise it. Don't just say the guy's name is Rob and say, hey, wanted to pass on your condolences for getting fired. You really didn't deserve it. It really sucks. I know you're carrying a lot of resentment. Like, just pile it on. he won't even probably remember that he fired Rob.
Like a dog
in the street.
Not
even a footnote to Jose. Just another person he gave a lighter to.
I mean, he fires people all day long. Come on.
All right.
Next.
Let's move on here. 213 Y-Nut is the phone number. That's 213-943-3688. We're going to have Bobby Blitz on in a few minutes. And it's been an interesting week in the metal world.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about the biggest news of them all?
Do it.
Falconer is no longer a band?
That's right. We briefly mentioned it at the top of the show. Chuck mentioned it. But 1 week... Or 1 day, actually.
1 day. The next morning, I saw it.
The next morning, 1 day after we announced that Falconer's new album's coming out this month. And Noah, of course, is a huge fan of the power metal band, Falconer. The live cast curse strikes again. And the band has announced this new album will be their final album. Noah, how are you dealing with this?
I'm having a rough time. I'm trying to go to the post to read it. It kind of seemed a little contentious. Like, you could tell there was, like, trouble in the band, and I didn't really like that. Like, it was too much of a look behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the singer was saying that he didn't really feel like himself on this album, or that it just sounded more of the same, and he wanted to experiment more, if I remember correctly. I don't know. I just didn't like it. I just didn't like their dirty laundry.
Are they all alive, at least? I mean,
yeah.
They're all like fucking Vikings or pirates or whatever. You don't know if one of them fucking took an axe out.
I mean, there's a guy called Magnus in the band, so.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen them live? Did you get a chance to see them before they broke up?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No.
That's sad. Rob, you ever see them?
No, I'm not sure if they've toured the States. I don't know.
How much are they on Cameo? You can commission a live concert.
I think getting an actual Falcon is probably more attainable.
there's Falcons that fly over Prospect Park. I don't know if you ever.
And they are all more coherent than Vince Neil. So, good bang for the buck.
Girl!
Okay.
They remember their names.
So I misread it. So they said that the last thing they wanted to do was release a so-so album, but they are very proud of this one.
This so-so album?
I read it as we released a so-so album. And I was like, why are they?
Why would a band do that? They would have knocked their own. They would have knocked an album until they're promoting the next album.
Yeah,
the last album sucked.
I don't know.
Real
people
shit.
Are losing it in quarantine. I mean, like, it's hard to keep sanity under these conditions. Maybe they're just fucking losing it.
No, are you okay? Are you losing it? Are you doing fine?
I mean, I have my days, I guess.
No.
What are your days? What's the bad day like?
I don't know. Like, don't you like go stir crazy or just like spending so much time on my fucking computer? I can't stand it.
Well, I want to know. Like, well, how does that affect you? What do you
I think
run
it
into
just
the wall?
It will either make me like angry or anxious. One of those.
Hmm.
I have a suggestion for you, frustrations out. Because you've sent us a couple of times now videos you've taken from your window of stuff going on outside. So you've got like the street and the sidewalk fairly close to where your window is, right?
Yes.
A fun thing to do, I used to do this when I was younger. I don't have I'm up higher now. You're clearly on the like lower to the ground floor. What are you, like second floor?
Third floor.
Third floor, perfect. What you do is you pull down the shade and you peek through, and when people are walking by, you heckle them. And they have no idea where it's coming from, and you just fuck with them. Get all your frustrations out. Just belittle people that are outside during quarantine.
Now, when you say you used to do this, was this like 3 weeks ago?
No, I'm too high up now. I'm on the fifth floor. I would have to like really scream. But back when I lived on the third floor, when I was like through like college age, that was always a fun.
Some highlights?
Well, I lived directly across the street from like all, it was just house after house of Orthodox Jewish people. So that was just endless opportunities to heckle for any and every reason. Just saying curse words would scandalize.
And they probably thought it was like God speaking to them.
No, at that point, I wasn't smart enough to hide myself, so they knew exactly where it was coming from. I didn't care. But as I got older, I was like, it might be more interesting to do this, and they don't know where it's coming from.
Right, Hashem said my coat is smelly. What? What is this? Where is this coming from?
So try that, Noah. Maybe you could film it. You could be like a TikTok celebrity just heckling people on the street. This is your next move. TikTok sensation.
I'm looking at more Cameo prices. And David Ellison, $25.
What?
He's worth Gary Holt, $25.
What's the cheapest Cameo? Can you sort by price? Like
$5 looks to be the cheapest one I've seen.
You think that's the cheapest they'll let you do? Or like, is that
probably, because I'm assuming they have a fee as well that they want. Nick Hexum, who you might know as the lead singer of 311, charges $150.
Wow. Should have gone for 311. That would have been the hip thing to do. Very clever.
$3.11. I might consider it.
I know, I still would.
Oh, Bruce Kulick of Kiss, $100.
Anyone not in the
realm of... Hallborg Destructo of Gwar, $40.
Anyone not in the realm of music, like TV people? Whatever?
I mean, yeah, they have everyone. I'm just in the music category.
No, I mean, cheap ones. A cheap one. I don't know who's cheap
Let's
in TV.
See.
We're going to have Bobby Blitz moment now, right?
Yeah, Bob, we're just waiting for Bobby to come on. Meanwhile, I'm looking at Cameo prices. Oh, Danny Trejo just signed up, $100. Chevy Chase, $250.
Oh, my God.
I would love to. Are there any samples of Chevy Chase?
I heard that he is not a nice person.
Oh, yeah, no, that's why.
You and everyone, there are no samples.
Okay. I was going to say,
he just signed up.
I can't imagine him getting through a 30-second video and not being a fucking dickhead.
And this is also clearly like something he was forced to do by like an assistant or a grandchild or something. There's no way he would want to do that because he hates people.
Yeah.
So he's probably like really mean.
Dean Norris, $200. I can't.
Man, I was watching a table read of Breaking Bad. Like someone just randomly posted them reading a script before they shot it. And they were reading it, and every single last person in the show put in the emotion, like how they're supposed to do it, except Dean Norris just read his lines and like, I don't even know who you are anymore. It's like a robot, you know, just as a way, you know, I guess that's a valid thing. Like maybe he wants to save
it. Yeah, save his energy, yeah.
But no one else was doing it. Like Aaron Paul basically just cried in this table read in his scene.
And like Dean Norris's like lines were almost never like that like dramatic. He was like sort of like the dopey, happy-go-lucky guy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think it would take much to just do it the way you're supposed to do it.
Oh, it was the episode where they meet in the garage and Walt says, you tread lightly. And then they throw each other against the wall and everything.
Okay, then I guess I could sort of understand it. Want to save it.
But even his comedic lines, like in the earlier part of the episode, he was just, you know, like robotically wheeling them out.
Weird. Rob, do they charge a fee for you to start the Cameo page?
I don't know. I have yet to do the research.
Because as long as you don't have to pay up front to do this, there's no reason you shouldn't.
I don't see why you would.
Or, like, is there, like, a screening process? Do they have to be, like, you're famous enough?
We should all have a cameo page. What the fuck are we fucking around for? Let's all make one.
There you go. I mean, that could happen, right?
We'll just pay each other to say stuff for our own amusement.
Well, while we wait for Bobby to come on, I did want to mention that this week a petition has been passed around to replace the Robert E. Lee statue with the statue of Gwar's Odorous Urungus.
I support
And today, it's reached 50,000 signatures, which is ridiculous. And I say replace all the Confederate statues in Richmond with Gwar statues. Like every member of Gwar should have.
I mean, there's other famous Richmond bands besides Gwar.
Name 10.
I just named one. That's the only one I care about. You give Gwar, I think, is more built for being made into statues just because of the aesthetic. So let's say for every 3 Gwar statues, maybe we get 1 Avail statue. I'll do that deal with you, Rob. You okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Do you know who started the petition, Rob? Do you have any idea?
I do have an idea, but the person said they did not want to be identified because I was the first one to report on the petition.
Yeah, actually, I saw the metal injection link in my Twitter feed before Lamb Goat.
Right, because we broke the story.
Noah, you've just broken a story here yourself that you have a metal injection feed being delivered to you.
You subscribe to the metal injection feed.
Why the heck not?
She's just looking for posts with her name in them.
She got it as a Google alert. It wasn't actually about in her feed.
What was the name of the show you used to do for metal injection, Noah?
The Power Hour.
That's right. She's just waiting for like the post announcing the comeback of the Power Hour.
She's brought it to Lamb Goat, I heard. They're gonna hosting the Power Hour starting next week.
We're gonna launch my archives on their YouTube page.
Is that what your cameo would say, Noah? Noah Avior from Metal Injection's The Power Hour?
from Metal Injection's Lamb Goat. I'll just say Lamb Goat. Like for some reason, I'll just join their website.
They won't even realize.
What are they gonna do?
They'll be happy to have you, I'm sure.
They better.
It's a big get for them.
Yeah.
Well, right now, let's bring our guest in. I'm very excited. Let's see if we get this going here. Let him in. We have Blitz. Bobby, are you there?
Not you.
We just have audio with him. Maybe. Perhaps.
Connecting.
He's connecting.
There we go.
Good.
Aha. I think, so Bobby's just logged on. We'll have Bobby Blitz in a moment. I do want to mention that Bobby is talking about his new project, BPMD, which also features Mike Portnoy, Mark Menge, and Phil Demmel. And their new album, American Made, is out now on Napalm Records. So that's pretty cool. There's some cool covers on there. It's a album of covers. And there's fun stuff there. Let's see if we can get Bobby to.
I think he saw your background and got a little put off. Lars's dad just staring him in the face.
Like Gandalf
with a metal beat.
There we go.
Yay.
Awesome.
How are you, boys and girls?
Hey,
thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us, Bobby. We really
appreciate it. My pleasure. Yeah, my pleasure. Beautiful day in New Jersey.
We're all in Brooklyn, so we're right next door.
Sorry about that.
Just a bridge and a tunnel away.
That's right. They used to call the Jersey crew that would go to Lemoore's. They would call them bridge and tunnel babies.
Oh, man, that's a blast from the past.
tearing into Brooklyn on Fridays and Saturday nights, raising hell and having a good time. But we were always Dirty Jersey. We were that extra borough. So, but it's good to be talking to you. Good to be on your podcast. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time. And you know, you're talking about this project BPMD. It's a new band you formed with Mike Portnoy, Mark Menge, and Phil Demmel. And you're listening to the stuff, the new album American Made. It's out now on Napalm Records. Seems like this was just like, guys, let's have some fun. Let's all get in the studio, have some fun, record some jams. Was that the basic idea here?
You have it in a nutshell right there. You know, it turned out to be great timing, I think, based on, you know, all of our circumstances at this point, that there still is something out there that says fun. You know, not looking
right.
Both hit by a jet airplane, you know, when you're crossing the street in 2020. But that was the idea. Let's get together and do some stuff that, reminds us why we did it to begin with. And this is some of the stuff I cut my teeth on as a young man. So it was, for me, it was just, it was a great departure to transport back to puberty in my youth and see what the hell was going on with these songs.
I read that each of you picked a few cover songs to bring to the table. And I was curious, which ones were your picks? Which songs did you feel you guys should cover?
Well, you know, it's just so everybody knows the background. I mean, when the phone conversation started with Mark and myself, you know, some rules started coming up. And the rules were, okay, American Made. Okay, the 1970s. Okay, everybody picks two. So it kind of made it more of a challenge game, which kind of, let's say, added to that fun aspect that you had had just brought up. I picked Evil, the rendition by Cactus, which is actually an old 1950s written by Willie Dixon in Chicago song, recorded first by Howlin' Wolf. So it's actually an old blues number. But Cactus was kind of the, I suppose, America's answer to Led Zeppelin, you know, at that particular time. And my other pick was another Long Island band. Cactus was Long Island. Was Mountain, Never in My Life. I'm just a song that, I mean, even back in the Overkill days, Dee Dee and I were talking about, you know, putting that on as a bonus track somewhere, just sprucing it up, you know, giving it, you know, a new coat of paint for, you know, the 2000s. But it never came to fruition. So before the conversation was over with Mark and myself, I already had spit out two songs.
That's great. And I feel like Mountain is a band that like most metalheads today don't really hear much about, but they're so influential that it's cool that you're kind of bringing them back in the conversation like that. And I guess that's kind of the point of the album, right? Like, here are these great songs that people should remember.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think some are obvious. I think even the youth has heard Saturday Night Special or Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers. But, you know, did they hear Mountain, Never in My Life? Maybe not all of them. Not all of all of the youth that that claim allegiance to this metal community that we're in. So, you know, for me, this was the bridge into the 80s. You know, I was, I was in my teens when some of these songs were released. So for me, this was the Friday, Saturday night party music that I was listening to. And they might have been deeper cuts even back then. But I think the idea was that this whole rock and roll thing we have is a chain. You know, whether you're in black metal or death metal or extreme metal or new metal or thrash metal, whatever it is in the metal thing, it all changed back to these original type things. And again, this was kind of the bridge into the 80s with regard to the Judas Priests and, you know, even the Iron Maidens to some degree.
That's cool. And, you know, that kind of made me wonder is like, how did you discover hard rock and heavy metal? How did it come to you? Was it like a relative or you just heard it on the radio?
Oh, man, for me, I mean, I was always attracted to something that was causing trouble. You know, I mean, it was one of those, you know, it was distorted guitars. I mean, you know, who created it? I don't really know. But I mean, if you heard Leslie West wail on Never in My Life or Mississippi Queen or Nantucket Sleigh Ride, which were, you know, some songs by Mountain. These were three guys making more noise than six guys could make at that particular time. So I think the attractive nature of it was as well put together as it was, it appeared like chaos in my youth, that this was just so bombastic that, you know, the Magnet, the Steel kind of a vibe, you know. I mean, I'd hear it and I was like moving toward it, you know.
That's really cool. And one other thing I wanted to briefly mention is that I know you've mentioned in previous interviews that your wife is a chocolatier and that you guys have a chocolate shop. And I was just wondering, what is your go-to chocolate?
Well, you know, that's been gone now for a 5-year period. We sold both shops. Yeah, we sold both shops. I mean, that was the business plan, was to create them, make them bigger, sell them, and move on. But she had introduced me to many of the Belgium, Dutch chocolates. She had grown up on the Belgian border. But my go-to is, it's a brand called Codor, which is out of Brussels, Belgium. It is just a standard chocolate you can get in a gas station over in Belgium or in Netherlands or even in Germany for that matter. But their milks, their medium darks and their darks are just killer. I mean, it's like, you know, it's that magnet to steel thing again. It's teetering on a drug, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Now, we could agree that Hershey's is basically the most disgusting imitation of chocolate ever created, right? Like that, it's not even chocolate. I'm offended that it's like, it's associated with like American chocolate. Like it's embarrassing.
I mean, it's a gateway chocolate.
As we just spoke drugs, you're 100% correct.
Come on, it's like Bud Light of chocolate. Let's be real. It's like somewhat approximating chocolate.
Yes, it's a snack. It's a snack. It's hygienic and it's a snack. It's not the chocolates that I came to love after opening the shop. And I really didn't have any background in it. This was just, or even a great love of it. But it was just something that seemed like, a decent business to do at that particular time, especially with, the other half's know-how with regard to, expertise.
Okay. Yeah. Well, congratulations on the successful business venture then and selling it.
Are you working on anything else?
Yeah, I got prostitution and guns. I run out of the basement. It's another small family business.
Hey, it's the end of the world. It's a good time to get into that stuff, right?
Hey, man, you can still do that in Jersey, you know?
it's like the Lost Soprano here.
Well, things here have been like pretty like it we're just starting to kind of open up, and it's really weird for me that like people are almost like forgetting that there's been a pandemic. What's the scene like in Jersey? Is it a little further ahead or behind? Or
well, I'm in northwest New Jersey. I'm pretty far removed. I'm actually closer to Pennsylvania than I am to the sidewalks of Newark. I mean, I go in to see the Devils. That's about an hour plus for me to get there. But I'm in Vernon Valley. You guys probably know it. I mean, if you're Brooklynites, I mean, you've come up here and probably cut your teeth in the water park or snowboarded or something like so. But I mean, I'm right by the ski slopes, and it's a whole different vibe because it's so rural. You know, and I moved up here years ago because I'd spent so much time in cities. You know, when I was touring younger, and nothing bad about that, but I just wanted I wanted some kind of a balance. So up here with regard to Peter pandemic, it's, I mean, it's, we're spread out a little bit more. I'm on the bike. I got fast cars. I'm working on an Overkill record. I'm doing the stuff with Mark for BPMB. I own another business. So it's always busy. I mean, I can't say, stuff has changed with regard to saying, hey, I'm going to meet my buddies on the bike and I'm going to go have a cold one and at the bar. But otherwise, I mean, there's people coming over for hamburgers and, the whole bit. We're just, keeping the 6-foot distance away from each other as to not reignite it up here. But we're pretty okay up here and getting back to normal, much like you city folk and Brooklynites.
Yeah, that's great. And you mentioned Overkill. And before we let you go, I do want to ask, you guys did have plans this year. You played some shows right before everything shut down. And is the idea to try to release an album this year or just kind of work on it and get everything ready for when things like restart back up?
It's unique. We've always had it's been tagged to us as having a great work ethic, and I've always attributed that to the way we were brought up, Didi and myself and even Dave Lynch, Derek Taylor, Jason Bittner's got the same kind of vibe with him, ingrained in him. But we punch the clock every 2 years. I mean, we early on knew what we were. And to keep visibility, we were going to have to do records at more of an alarming rate than other people. That's just as simple as it was. Maybe we hit, maybe we don't. And I think we've kind of kept that schedule. But under these circumstances, which I'm actually embracing, is that we have a little bit more time now. So we're working on stuff. I mean, we've gone as deep right now as 10 songs. The drums are being redemoed. Everybody's got kind of a mini studio. I mean, that's just that's the modern era, you know? I mean, you can do records here. I want to do it with the guys. I mean, I want to be in the same room with them. But the preliminary work is being done now, and I kind of like the fact that we're able this deep into our careers or our life is break the mold and spend a little more time with it. You know, let's not overthink, but let's rethink that one part. Let's rethink that part. You know, so I'm really excited about it. I see something happening in 2021. I mean, this is still, you know, the lifeblood, and I don't mean that financially. I mean it's a thing that keeps me going. You know, I mean, it's not a career anymore. It's just kind of a lifestyle after. once you sing one time with Lemmy, it's a lifestyle.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you know, we're all very big fans of Overkill and looking forward to hearing what you have planned. And what, like you mentioned, singing with Lemmy, what was that like? What was the scenario? Tell us that story.
Oh, it was killer. It was, we got there. We got the opening slot for them through their German dates. I think it was 2007. And we had toured with them prior. And, it, you know, and one of the things I've always liked about that, you know, whole Motorhead vibe was, you know, they were in it to win it, but they never forgot you. So we toured, you know, it was a killer tour. One of our first real tours in the States was Slayer, Motorhead, Overkill. So it was, you know, I mean, that is about as bombastic as you can get back in the
80s. That's awesome.
And,
yeah.
You know, right. You know, I mean, I run into Lemmy or Phil Campbell or Filthy Taylor was playing drums at that particular time. Wurzel was in the band, so they're actually a two guitar band. And you'd run into them years later, and they'd always remember you, you know, and that was always a great thing. But in 2007, we got this opening slot for them going through Germany, and they had just blown up in that part of Europe. You know, they were playing. They weren't playing the 500-seaters or 1,000-seaters they were playing 5 years before, but they were doing 5 to 10,000-seaters, which was insane. And it was the last night in Berlin, and our TM, tour manager, Eric, Big E, came in and said, Lemmy wants to talk to you. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever he wants. I'm going to go down and check it out. So he's like, I want you to sing Overkill with me. It's going to be the last show of the night. And I'm like, oh. Yeah, I know this song cold, you know, but I'm in a panic. So I got the Sharpie out, and I'm like, I'm writing the first word of each verse on my forearm because, you know, I don't want to nervous the whole thing up and ruin the opportunity, right? For a singer, you got the first word, everything else just spills out of your mouth. So I got it, and I was up there, and he said, you can have it on mic, or you can duet, and we can go back and forth. And we were doing a little of both, and he caught me peeking at my forearm, you know, and Brian, right? He's yelling out to 10,000 crazed Motorhead bangers. He's got cheat notes, cheat notes.
Wow, Lemmy's a snitch. Lemmy's a snitch.
And he sent me out to the whole crowd. And I didn't know what to do, so I jumped into the audience where they consumed me like piranha.
That's an amazing story.
And like I'm saying, I mean, it, you know, with regard to what you do that once in your life, it made the whole thing worth it, you know. So it was somebody was very inspiring to me, not just in a musical level, but on a personal level, and how he lived his life with no apology.
Today they just announced that they're going to be doing a Lemmy biopic movie. Have you ever like casted who should play Lemmy in a movie?
Jeez, I never thought of that. Oh my God.
Brad
There's got to be so. Yeah?
Brad Pitt.
You know, I loved Walk the Line with when, who was it, Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
Did Johnny
Depp.
Oh,
Pitt. Yeah. He did
an
amazing job.
I thought that was just badass. I mean, by the time, I could smell that movie before it was over, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
How about you do Lemmy?
I don't think I, I was thinking maybe like a Tom Hardy, like someone, it has to be someone British.
Tom Hardy. I don't know, man. I mean, that's a tough question because, I mean, it's kind of like, that's still in big shoes, you know?
Yeah, how do you cast God?
Yeah, you know, I always enjoyed, I mean, one of the things I always enjoyed about the Pirates of the Caribbean was when they added Keith Richards. As you can see, I'm still a Rolling Stones fan here, but, you know, I'll spin the Stones as much as I spin other stuff when I'm working on a motorcycle or a car or something, you know, but I love the way Johnny Depp ate up that Keith Richards part. Johnny Depp would be killer. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, cool, man. Bobby, thank you so much for, you know, giving us a little bit of your time. We really, really appreciate it. We're all such big fans of all of your work. And the new BPMD album, American Made, is out now. It really tests my dyslexia. I say it correctly. The entire interview, I'm like, don't mess it up. But it's
write a cheat sheet on your arm, Rob. That's what you're talking about. Nothing else.
There we go. Very nice. All right.
That's awesome, man. We appreciate the support. I mean, it's a fun record. It came out. It was for fun, as you brought up early in the interview. And, you know, hey, love it or hate it, it is that building block to much of the metal that we know, you know, in our current era. So it's, for me, it was just a fucking blast. It was nice to, you know, be reintroduced to why I did this in the first place, just because it's fucking cool. You know, that's the bottom line.
Awesome. Cool, man. Well, thank you so much. Have a safe day. Keep it safe out there. Have a good one.
I'm on.
Oh. He's out of there. Put him back in the waiting room. But well, that was awesome. Bobby Blitz is like one of the nicest guys ever. And the album is really fun. Check it out. It's good stuff.
I can't believe he shouted out L'Amour. That was fucking cool.
He's an OG.
They probably played there 20 times, I'm sure.
More than that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like home
base.
Yeah. I mean, Overkill's an amazing live band. I hope we can see them live again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they always do. I remember, no, was it the cruise that we were on together that they played?
A couple of cruises.
Yeah. I feel like we saw them like 4 times on the boat, and like every time it was just like, yeah!
Amazing.
And just like I just had elimination stuck in my head all the time. Elimination! It's the best song.
I saw them on Gigantor with Megadeth.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
We talked about it. That's like one of the first year live cast episodes, I think, because you had that amazing story about the drunkard who kept requesting that they play Hammerhead.
Play Hammerhead! Play Hammerhead! I wrote an article about it.
That's right. Okay, so we talked about coronavirus, and there's so many stories about coronavirus, and I really want to go through some of them.
Because it seems like since the protests started, like since George Floyd was murdered, that people can only process one major story at a time. So right. Like COVID kind of disappeared. Mm-hmm.
But it's still going on, and you know, people are saying the second wave. We're still in the first wave. Like, Florida's fucked. Arizona's fucked. Shit is happening. And California is really blowing my mind because I always assume that California is this liberal, progressive haven.
Right.
But there are a lot of wacky, white, conservative people who live in the they don't live in the main cities. They get the hell out of those cities. They want the big house and the nice neighborhood with the lack of melatonin. And then these people.
Wait, do you mean melanin?
Melanin, that's what I meant. What's melanin? I don't know.
I was like, why melatonin's for sleeping?
No, melatonin is a thing too.
They don't like sleep. All right. Well, so in Orange County, which is like the next. County from LA. The health director made it mandatory to have masks. And there was such a revolt,
such a protest, and she got so many death threats that she had to resign. And then now a new health director said that you don't have to wear masks. And
why are people so opposed to wearing masks? I don't understand. What the fuck is wrong with them?
Okay, I will answer that for you right now with this video.
Immune systems without masks.
That I saw that like blew my fucking mind.
Can I take a guess?
They're on Casper.
There's one video from a few weeks ago that I've been wanting to play where a Karen breaks down for having to wear a mask for 5 minutes. But they're trying to pull some crazy science that, like, you can, because you're wearing the mask, you're just breathing in the CO2 that you exhale, so you get CO2. It's some bullshit. Let me play this video because it's a super cut of people that went to a community board meeting and railed against this fucking wearing masks.
Like, it's like they give you 2 minutes to talk or something, and this right. is all the people that...
But this is just like a super cut. Like, it's not the full 2 minutes. It's just the best of the worst.
Is the Gatan Dugas lady there?
I wish. She's still there from the last meeting. They never they never kicked her out.
Let me know if the audio is too loud, but I think it should be fine.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, very loud.
Okay.
No.
Audio.
Let me start that again. Sorry. I think I shared without audio.
That's not really sharing then.
All right, here we go.
I'm not a fan of that kind of sharing.
Nope.
What is going on? Maybe. Like...
Nope.
Wow.
Why don't you just reenact it, Rob?
Yeah.
Pretend you're doing a cameo video of that lady or someone.
Yeah, let me try one more time.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, great. There we go.
Oh, boy.
Charlatan doctors! And so the thing that kind of blows my mind about this is, like, they sound like they're intelligent, you know? Like, they sound like they're fighting for a worthy cause, but then when you hear the actual words they're saying, they're fucking insane.
Well, there's a huge anti-vax community in California, too. I'm sure these are the same.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. God. Bitch, do you drink soda? Do you know what's in soda?
Well, this is what gets me, is that, like, they think that a mask is like a steel trap from which no air or anything can escape. Like, you're breathing in through the mask. The mask is porous. It's not really an effective – it doesn't have a filter on it. It's just to prevent, like, extreme splatter. Like, if someone breathes COVID into your face directly – with a mask on, you're still going to get sick. It's just to prevent major spread, like, so you're not spewing shit into the air.
Yeah.
They think that it's like a trap, like CO2 is not getting out of your body because you're wearing a mask. What kind of fucking idiots are these people?
It's unbelievable.
I love the time is up lady, by the way. Can I just say, like, yeah. Fucking, sorry, to, like, so calm.
Get her right.
Yeah. Shit.
Sounds like Matt, Dr. Like, Ruth.
She had to hear over 100 people say this stupid shit.
Oh, my God.
You know, time is up.
No.
Oof.
Wait, say that again?
Next.
I missed it.
Oh,
the next to the...
What a fucking bitch.
Cheers! So
what do we take from that? Hold on. Pause it. Like, what is the... Rob! What is she using that metaphor, like, pejoratively, or is she saying, I am against police brutality and you're doing an atrocity just like the cops are? Like, what do you think she's going for?
I think she's taking the role of the victim. Like, she thinks that she's George Floyd in the equation.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, that's just, she's also, like, it just shocks me that someone can be, like, on the correct side of that and then so badly
I don't know that
bungle
she
this.
Is really doing a value judgment on the George Floyd thing. I think she's just saying you libs are so concerned with George Floyd having his neck kneeled on. Well, that's what you're doing to us.
I could see that as well.
Just like using the language that they're familiar with. Like that's her mentality. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we lost
it. Muted.
He's so sure of himself. That's kind of what, like, that's what hurts the most. Yeah. How are you so dumb? Prayer without mass.
Well, if you know, in all fairness, I want to defend her. If you pray while wearing a mask, it doesn't go up to heaven.
Yeah, you
the prayer gets
back.
Stuck in your mask.
You breathe the prayer back in.
The Jewish people have figured it out. They move their mask to the top of their head.
That's why we're chosen.
I don't want the COVID should get into my skull. It's the worst place for the COVID to enter your body. It goes through the pores. That's why I put a kippah. It's like a mask on top of my head.
I mean, I will give her the fact that kids should be out there playing, exercising and stuff, because from everything I'm reading from the epidemiologists or whatever, like, they recommend exercising and all that.
Right, to build up your immune system.
Can we just
people
are, like, rich Californians. They all have massive properties where their kids can
run
around
backyard
all day long.
You don't know.
Exactly.
You're assuming that.
Yes. And I think
it's Orange County. Yeah. It's not Orange County is one of the richest counties in California.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't see a big problem with better off probably. Without all these horrible people getting together.
Oh my God! Look, I just captured. I'm already triggered. What's here with this?
And look at her American flag shirt. Faded American flag shirt.
Looks like something Thor would wear. Thor shirt.
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
Even though I have a health condition. If you have a health condition, stay the fuck home.
Yeah.
You should be wearing two masks.
John Cena's next.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. With his Oakley shirt.
The champ is here.
Oh, and his kid is holding a sign.
Well,
I guarantee it doesn't say Black Lives Matter.
No.
You'll see why the sign is there. Ha!
Wow.
Well, someone is not informed about history.
Also, she's saying, I go to a protest, nobody's wearing a mask. That is not true. Everyone is wearing masks at these protests.
Yeah.
But that's just so they could commit crimes,
Rob.
This
just
goes
to show
you. Oh, my God.
Just to show you how uneducated people are. Nobody knows about, like, previous pandemics. They just, like, they're so wrapped up. And, like, they're so selfish. They just think the world revolves around them. It's insane.
Well, I think
just believe what they read on Facebook.
But the big problem is that, like, the reason that it's over is because everyone was inside. And we really did nothing about it while everyone was inside. There's still not, like, widespread testing. There's still not a vaccine. So the second we let people go back outside, it's going to go right the fuck back up again. That's the big problem.
Yeah, the government didn't come through on their promise. It was an agreement. You guys stay inside for 3 months while we figure out testing, while we figure out, like, get the immunity down, get flatten the curve. But they haven't done that part. There isn't mass testing. So it's like we're not there yet.
Mass testing is like, so what? Mass testing is just going to increase numbers. So what? Like, it's the vaccine that we want, and that's not going to happen for a while.
Hold on. Are you Donald Trump? Mass testing is just going to increase the number?
Well, the point is, like, even if these idiots all get tested, do you think they're going to give a shit what
they're about? So what? Yeah, it's like that's
right.
Exactly.
The point for mass testing would be like, oh, you would know that you have it, so you would stay home. But you're right. They wouldn't.
Right. But the majority of people, I would say, are not these people. Like,
yeah.
I think those people will do whatever they want. But a huge number of people, if they knew that they had it, would not go outside. And that would help immensely in, like, stopping the disease.
I don't think that you can stop people from going outside.
I don't think.
What does that mean?
It's fine. People can go outside. You just can't.
Just be responsible.
Yeah. Keep safe. Anyway, so here's this last one.
I peed in my diaper. My diaper needs to be changed.
Is that Elmer from Cranky Anchors? I think that's Elmer from that voice is exactly Elmer from Cranky Anchors.
I just made a boom boom. This guy, in case you're only listening on audio, this guy brought his father, who is like an incredibly old man who fought in World War II, I guess. And he just was standing there like all aware that where he is.
What?
Yeah, by the way, you know, China actually stopped the virus from spreading.
No,
yeah,
it's
I hope
it's
you're all aware,
boring.
Right?
I mean,
a lot better than us.
Ugh.
I don't know.
Okay, so that's
one. What does this lady have to say about Elon Musk? I'm curious.
Okay, hold on. You think that lady lives in like a mansion in Orange County, New York, like you see on Bravo?
Not Orange County, California.
Orange County, California. Sorry.
She probably does not.
What is that? What am I looking at?
So this was a protest in Orange County. This is the former health director that I was telling you about that's getting death threats. So they
I gotta say, I'm on her side. I agree with her. But growing the Hitler mustache probably didn't help with the death
threat.
That's Photoshop.
From Orange is the New Black. That's Piper from Orange is the New Black.
It does. It very much
Nobody
does.
Likes her. I think this is fair. Nobody liked her.
They can't even do it in time.
This is insane.
Everybody!
I would like to point out this woman is wearing gloves. Look at these white gloves, Noah. This woman definitely lives in a mansion. I mean, come on.
Those are her horse riding gloves.
What's she doing there if she believes in the virus?
She's just a fancy.
She's just fancy. She's not wearing a mask.
Oh, I see.
Those are her equestrian gloves.
For dressage.
Oh, my God.
Some people are combating, are doing social distancing, like this Romanian shoemaker who creates size 75 shoes for social distancing.
Ironically, that's Rob's shoe size, too.
I mean, this really does look like Photoshop. Like, it looks like they stretched it out.
It's made with foreskins. You rub the shoes and they go to that size.
What size shoe are you, Rob?
I am a size 13, ideally triple wide.
And
really?
You're
only like one size larger than me. That's weird. I'm like 11 and a half triple wide. I thought you'd have massive feet. You're like 6 inches taller than me.
Okay. How dare
you? Do we want to have a dick measuring contest?
Talking about
really
feet.
The last word on this. Or at least
My European size is 43.
Damn. That's more impressive.
So it's almost like double your feet. It's like if you were to put one foot in front of the other. That would be the shoe that this guy's in.
I see.
How much are they? Can I get these on Etsy?
Let's see here. It doesn't say. I don't, oh, here we go. 500 lace, 115 a pair. Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad.
Did you get the Jordan Jumpman logo on it?
If you, again, if you're not watching the video, it's like just a long extension to the shoe.
Like a, yeah.
Like a shoe with like Pinocchio's nose.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Regular shoe, and then the tip of it just has a long thing. But what's to stop someone from just like stepping on your foot or like?
Yeah. Also, how is this kid? Yeah, like it's not convenient for you either, because then you're forcing yourself to keep distance from, like, let's say the counter. How do you get to the counter if it's so far?
Yeah, and you need everyone to have these shoes. Otherwise, like, people with regular shoes can still walk right upon you.
You can't drive anywhere in those shoes. You have to take them off, put them in the trunk, and then get out of the car barefoot, put them back on. The whole fucking thing.
Can you imagine trying to pee in, like, a narrow stall of a bathroom or, like, just a narrow bathroom?
Another excellent point.
I think you got to sit down and pee like a woman, I think, if you have these.
Like, right? Walk backwards?
Yeah, you got to
But then if you're in the stall, like, the shoe will be sticking out past the door. People will be tripping on it.
People be tripping. I think the person next to you, you know that old code where you used to tap the next person with the shoe if you wanted to have sex with them?
Uh-huh.
They're going to think you're doing that just because the shoe is going under the stall.
Oh.
Could be a bonus.
Yeah, could be. Could help. Could be the opposite of social distancing. Then make a date.
Well, there's been also some new discoveries on how you could contract coronavirus. So I'll just start reading this. Here's one more behavior to be hyper aware of in order to prevent coronavirus transmission: what you do after you use the toilet. Scientists have found that in addition to clearing out whatever business you've left behind, flushing a toilet can generate a cloud of aerosol droplets that rise nearly 3 feet. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where it gets dangerous. These droplets may linger in the air long enough to be inhaled by a shared toilet's next user, or land on surfaces in the bathroom. This toilet plume isn't just gross. In simulations, it can carry the infectious coronavirus particles that are already present in the surrounding air or recently shed in a person's stool. We learned a few weeks ago that coronavirus is found in shit. Now it is in the shit particles.
What are these simulations being done? Is this like a computer program running this? Or is like, whose job is it to simulate someone taking a shit and then seeing if coronavirus is in it?
The study was conducted by the Physics of Fluids.
Puppetry of the penis?
Coming soon to Broadway.
They say that the aerosols generated by toilets are something that we've kind of known about for a while, but many people have taken for granted, said a microbiologist.
Could I just say, I don't want to hear a microbiologist use the phrase kind of. I'm more sure of your fucking research, motherfucker. This is totally one of those things
that, like, I feel like in a week or two, there's going to be like counter research towards, you know, like, oh, actually, it's fine. You know, like how they were like, oh, you know, actually, coronavirus can't be transmitted off surface. It's much harder to be transmitted off surface. Like 2 months after, everyone was afraid to touch anything.
Also, nobody's like going to public restrooms and doing deep inhales.
I don't know, Sid.
Sid, you got to remove your mask, otherwise you're breathing in CO2. I don't know if you heard the last segment, but you had to breathe in CO2 or shit. Come on, take your pick.
Well,
I got to tell you, I went to the grocery store about a week ago, and I was hit with the overwhelming need to take a shit.
Uh-oh.
And I wasn't going to make it home. So I used the public bathroom against my back.
Where? Details.
In a supermarket, Stop and Shop.
Oh.
And it was a harrowing experience. It was frightening. First of all, I didn't touch anything. I had my gloves on, and then I used the toilet paper to kind of put the seat down, discard the toilet paper, and then
I like
scene. Like the lady in the white gloves.
Oh, we need oxygen to breathe. No. All right. And no part of me ever touched this toilet. I squatted over it. I did my cascade of
deep squats. How long were you on the toilet?
No more than 30 seconds.
Oh, I
push it out.
Let it out. You push it out. You push it out.
Right. That wasn't the dangerous part. What I had to do was use the toilet paper. And the toilet paper was on one of those giant industrial rolls, mm-hmm. but there was no holder. It was on the handicap rail. It was just sitting on the railing. So I had to meticulously plant. I had to unwind it, right? Throw out the top layer because I was COVID on it. Then I removed my gloves so I'm not touching my asshole with my COVID, whatever I touched during the day. Wipe my ass. Flush with my foot. Obviously, I'm not touching the fucking thing. Then I had to put my, I wiped my hands, and then I put my gloves back on top. I was in this fucking bathroom for like an hour and a half.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, you put on the same pair of gloves back? Or
well, I didn't have any other gloves. What was my other choice? Like, I had to either go home without gloves or put the same ones back on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where was I going to get other gloves from?
Well, this the thing with the disposable gloves is that you really have to be careful how you take them off so that you don't touch anything.
Oh, trust me. I was very careful.
That all adds to the time. So for a 30-second poop, you were in there for an hour.
Not really an hour. I'm exaggerating a little.
What it felt like?
It definitely felt like I was at Auschwitz or something. It was just one of the most harrowing experiences of my life, trying to take a shit in a COVID bathroom that other people have used. And did not look like it was clean recently.
Were there any other people in there when you were?
No, it's one person locking one of those, you know, large bathrooms with one toilet that is bigger. It's really big, but it's only for one person.
Okay. Yeah, like at Tad's.
Yeah, exactly, like at Tad's. There's no stall privacy, like it's just a toilet sitting in the middle of the room. Yeah, it was very frightening.
I haven't used a public toilet since.
What are we, 3 months in, I had not used a public toilet, and I was forced to. I really... Really was. There was times when I held in pisses for like really long.
Other than like going on long walks, I've never really been out long enough to require using a public toilet.
Yeah,
same. Oh, well, I go on like a lot of long walks and long runs and stuff. So, but
yeah,
very,
me
very
too.
Carefully.
I just said that, Darren. It's not a competition.
Back to the penis measuring.
Well, speaking of penises, research has found that coronavirus has been found in the semen of some severely infected men. We were wondering about this a few weeks ago. It's been proven that.
I thought it was THC we were wondering about.
Oh, that's right. No, but I think when we had the poop story that like coronavirus is found in poop, we were questioning if it was. It is in fact found in semen, and it raises the possibility that the virus may be sexually transmitted.
Jesus, what else is gonna happen? It could fly through the air with wings.
Researchers found evidence of the virus in 6 men out of a group of 38 COVID patients in a hospital in China that provided samples.
Could how did we get these samples exactly? Like, were nurses like jerking off like unconscious people on ventilators?
The 6 men included 4 who were still infected and 2 who were recovering. So even recovering COVID patients still had COVID come up in their
They had a recovering patient go back into the hospital to jerk off for them? Like, that seems risky also. Like, what are they doing?
Like, look, my lungs are turning to cement. I don't really feel like coming to... You want me to what? You want me to jerk off? All right, how much? For how much? Okay,
I'll do it. Maybe they just use a needle and just extracted it.
Ooh.
Can you do that? Is that possible?
Insult to injury.
Ow.
It seems a lot less fun than the other way of getting
it.
Yeah. They say that more research is needed, though. It's like more of a warning now. It's not. They need more people to jerk off.
I bet the patients that got jerked off by the nurses definitely think more research is needed. Hey, nurse, get back in here. I don't think you don't have an answer yet. Let's try again.
Why don't they just get like a bunch of rats and jerk them off? Give them COVID-19 and jerk them off.
The rats have had it good enough for too long. Let's jerk off some human babies.
So, also on the topic of sex, keeping with the topic of sex in the era of COVID, a few weeks back, we read the New York City Health guide and like recommendations for having sex with Corona, they've released updated sex guidance now that we're in the reopening phase. And
don't do it.
Yeah.
It's pretty wonderful. Well, let me just go through this. This is 3 pages of facts.
Oh, is that a Mets cup you got there?
It is.
Let's go Mets. All right.
I got it at City Field. No, I drink water during the show to avoid burping.
Oh, good thing you're not wearing your mask. So all that CO2 returns into your throat and makes you burp.
All right.
Dangerous.
So all New Yorkers should stay home as much as possible and minimize contact with others to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Sex is a normal part of life and should always be with the consent of all parties.
Thank you.
This document offers
useless information.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so can you have sex? Yes. Here are some tips for how to enjoy safer sex and reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19. So you can have sex, Darren.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, first it says, know how COVID spreads. You can get COVID-19 from a person who has it. The virus spreads through particles in saliva, mucus, or breath of people with COVID-19, even from people who do not have symptoms. We still have a lot to learn about COVID-19 and sex. The virus has been found in semen and feces, (poop) of people with COVID-19.
Oh, hold on. So they had to explain what feces is, really?
(poop).
Oh, I thought you were adding the parentheses.
Oh, no, this is a... I know.
Who's the person sitting there on this website reading this? What's feces?
What the hell is this feces crap? What are these big words?
What is this shit?
They continue, we do not know if COVID-19 can be spread through vaginal or anal sex. We know that other coronaviruses do not easily spread through sex. This means sex is not likely a common way that COVID-19 spreads. 2, have sex only with people close to you. You are your safest sex partner. Masturbation will not spread COVID-19, especially if you wash your hands and any sex toys with soap and water for at least 20 seconds before and after sex.
What if you spit at the person sitting next to you on the subway? Then it might spread.
The next safest partner is someone you live with. Having close contact, including sex, with only a small circle of people helps prevent spreading COVID-19. Have sex only with consenting partners, and then links to documentation on where you can learn more about consent.
What if you live with your parents?
Yeah.
Just ask them first.
It's safe.
Have sex with them.
To make sure they consent.
Yeah.
You should limit close contact, including sex, with anyone outside your household. If you do have sex with others outside of your household, have as few partners as possible and pick partners you trust. Talk about COVID risk factors, just as you would discuss PrEP, condoms, and other safer sex topics. Ask them about COVID-19 before you hook up. Do they have symptoms or have they had symptoms for the last 14 days?
This is really setting the mood. Give this interview.
Can I say, though, it's actually a really great way of having a conversation about STDs and asking your partner when they last got tested and all that, which is all always a very awkward conversation to have when you're having sex with someone for the first time. Mm-hmm. And it's a conversation I think a lot of people don't have. So that could be a positive.
It's important to have.
Don't say positive now.
It's a negative positive. I don't know.
Gotcha. If 2 is company, then 3 or more is definitely a crowd. Large gatherings of any type are not safe during COVID-19. Close contact with multiple people should be avoided. But if you decide to find a crowd, below are tips to reduce your risk of spreading or getting COVID. Limit the size of your guest list. Keep it intimate. Go with a consistent sex partner.
Have an intimate bukkake.
Yeah.
Well, here, hold on. Pick larger, more open, and well-ventilated spaces. Wear a face covering. Avoid kissing. Do not touch your eyes, nose, or mouth with unwashed hands.
Make sure you're a circle jerk. Everyone stands 6 feet apart.
Bring alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Like, excuse me, everyone. Everyone, let me give you a little squeeze. No, oh, the sanitizer. It continues. If you usually meet your sex partners online or make a living by having sex, consider taking a break from in-person dates, video dates, sexting, and subscription-based fan platforms. Sexy Zoom parties chat rooms may be options for you.
I think this is just a scam by the phone companies to get like text data bills to go up. You just want to have people sext each other.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think I know who may have written this article.
Ken Pierce.
No. George Whipple. I feel like this is like in his voice. This is like the way he delivers those like feel good like news stories.
Who's George Whipple
from New York?
The New
York Reviewer. The big eyebrows.
Oh.
He's got to have a ton of COVID in those eyebrows.
Yeah, COVID catchers.
Yeah.
Here's the best one. Take care during sex. Kissing can pass easily during the virus. Avoid kissing anyone who's not a part of your small circle of close contact. Rimming, parenthesis, mouth on anus.
On poop.
That's backwards from the other one. Like they put the slang in the parentheses for the other one.
Rimming might spread the virus. Virus and feces may enter your mouth and could lead to infection. Wear a face covering or mask. Maybe it's your thing, maybe it's not. But during COVID, wearing a face covering that covers your nose and mouth is a good way to add a layer of protection during sex. Heavy breathing and panting can spread the virus further. And if you or your partner have COVID and don't know it, a mask can help stop that spread.
Now, every time I see somebody in a mask, I'm going to wonder if they rimmed somebody through that fucking mask. Like,
can I just
stains on the front.
Can I ask something here to break in? I just want to ask. Maybe
you ask something?
I want to know who are the people who are eating each other's ass and shit, but are very concerned about spreading germs and getting COVID-19. Like, that seems a little incongruous.
Well, you want to live long enough to eat more ass.
We're not rim shaming here, Darren. That's not what we're doing.
Didn't do any shaming of ass eating. I'm just saying it's already inherently a risky germ-exposed activity.
Not necessarily.
Shit is septic. It carries germs.
I understand, but, you can clean out your butthole.
You could just wash it with soap.
Like,
that's what rimming is for.
I'm assuming the person isn't being rimmed right after taking a shit. You know, some people have tics, but most of them are not that way, let's say. Then they continue. Make it a little kinky. Be creative with sexual positions and physical barriers, like walls that allow sexual contact while preventing close face-to-face contact.
So wait, drill a hole in the wall and put your penis through it? Is that what
they're
saying?
Yeah, that's basically what they're saying.
The Hasidim had it right all along. Do it through a
seat
with a hole.
Oh, man.
Here we are making fun of them.
We're going to get to the Hasidim, but...
Listen, I got the New York Health memo. We're not supposed to use the sheet anymore. Go get me my power drill, please.
We need something thicker.
Okay, so then it goes, masturbate together. Use physical distance and face coverings to reduce the risk. Condoms and dental dams can reduce contact with saliva, semen, or feces during oral and anal sex. Nice. Washing up before and after sex is more important than ever. And it also encourages you to disinfect keyboards and touchscreens that you share with others. Then there's just common sense of like skip sex if you or your partner is not feeling well. Well, duh. And then a bunch of links. But that was I just like that they're like, use glory holes, everyone.
Make it kinky. Thanks, George Whipple.
Can you pull up a picture of George Whipple for like the people who are seeing this on video? Our wonderful Patreon users.
Background? I think that's already in Rob's background.
Oh yeah, the eyebrows only.
His eyebrows are his beard looks like George Whipple's eyebrows.
Yes.
Or his mustache.
It's WHIPPLE.
Hey, there he is, that handsome devil.
He's like Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Passive eyebrows. That's an old picture, by the way. That's like he's a lot older than that.
Is this better? Look, he has two mustaches for eyebrows. Jesus.
What are you doing, buddy?
Well, the last sexual related COVID-19 thing is that a sex island resort promises unlimited romps with 100 girls at a Las Vegas coronavirus party for only $4,500.
Oh, it's this weekend.
Oh, is it this weekend?
You booked
Good Girls Company is advertising Sex Island Coronavirus for June 19th through June 21st, which will cost over, it's $4,500 American.
This is the trailer. Right?
This is, yeah, like we're watching just B-roll of a guy in a limo with like girls pouring champagne down his throat.
Mm-hmm.
And the exotic Las Vegas resort is promising weed, unlimited alcohol, and sex with two girls per day in a post-coronavirus sex orgy. Sex Island, the erotic orgy event, could be reopening its doors in Las Vegas. I guess that's it. Would you go to this? For 3 days and four nights, participants have the opportunity to have unlimited sex with two girls.
Fuck no.
And can swap girls. Like, this seems so weird. I don't know. Oh, you can play blackjack? Strip blackjack?
Swing volleyball? What?
Swing volleyball.
I don't
wonder if the girls know they're going to be having sex.
Oh, no.
With someone.
I'm sure they're getting paid for it.
Oh, you think they spring it on them, though?
Maybe it's like a Jeffrey Epstein thing where they bring the girls and
they
start off with a massage and they just have no idea.
Well, it is an island.
Yeah.
I want to know if the girls who sign up to have sex know that they're going to have to play volleyball later.
I'm assuming they do.
I didn't sign up for this shit. I came here to fuck. What is this? It's volleyball.
One last video clip I quickly want to show is this woman complaining about wearing a mask. Poor woman.
This is what the promo that I cut after I had to use the Stop and Shop bathroom, by the way. Sorry, I was a little bit tingly. And
this makes me wonder if maybe not everyone should have access to the internet.
Yes.
Or Stop and Shop bathrooms.
Sounds like she's living in fear.
Because there's a virus going around that's killing everybody.
It's heavily contagious. That's why.
And mutating. It's mutating, everybody.
It's going to turn everyone into Karens. There's going to be a Karen zombie outbreak.
Oh, fuck. I hope not.
That's good most of the time.
That's just you.
Yeah.
Is she walking around hugging people?
She says you can't.
I mean, but before the virus, was she just walking around hugging people in the street?
Yes. She was one of those Times Square free hugs people.
Oh. Fuck yeah.
Wait. Sid, did you ever get, like, accosted by those people when you would do your drops in Times Square?
Thankfully, they stayed away from me. I think they mostly wanted to bother ladies. It was mostly dudes with those signs, and they mostly wanted to hug women. They mostly left me alone, thankfully. One time I did get accosted by the naked cowboy, though.
Oh, yeah.
He just hanging to my microphone, but nothing helpful.
Oh.
It was very annoying, and I wanted him away from me.
What?
Get away from my baby. And this was a month ago.
That's why I spread a deadly contagion around my neighborhood. I can't pick up a baby and perform the Pittsburgh bouquet on him and give him herpes by performing circumcision with my teeth anymore.
Women aren't allowed to do that, silly.
That's true. Yeah, go with the joke.
Well, it is kind of what's very messed up, I think, is that some right-wing politicians are now kind of using these protests that have been going on as an excuse to do what they wanted. And actually, health officials have said that the protests, like, are okay because... I mean, it's kind of weird. They were like, oh, it's all right because racism is a bigger problem than this virus.
Health officials are making that evaluation?
Yeah.
Where's their research?
Well, they said as long as you try to keep social distance, wear a mask.
No, but I want to see the chart of, like, racism versus COVID impact on science.
I see. Yeah, that, I did, like, not see that.
Well, racism cannot be spread through poop. We know this.
That's true.
But if a person of a different race poops on you, it might make you a racist.
So what's happening now is, so all these things that are closed, it's like, well, why could people protest, but we can't do this? And one of the things that have been closed here in New York have been playgrounds, which before they were closed, there was a very creepy, like, draconian sign, like, play at your own risk. These playgrounds are not sanitized. And it's like, why even keep them open?
Yeah.
Well, some Hasids are done waiting and they took action and took the law into their own hands. As this story shows us here.
Their own gloveless hands.
Yeah.
Brooklyn politicians, here, let's watch this video. They're doing their own thing and breaking these locks.
This is a park, like, right by where Darren and Noah grew up. This is, like, walking distance.
Is that, like, on Avenue P?
It's on 17th and L.
17th.
That's voice.
Oh, it seems to be Harvey Fierstein getting worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on in. We got coronavirus for you and for you.
I just want everyone to love this park. Is that so wrong?
Oh, my God.
Swing. I can't. I'm done.
You got this there's two Jews pushing two other grown Jews on a swing set.
Grown men. And not like in their 20s. One of them might be, but... mostly not.
That's right.
You're going to be Chuck Liver. What do you think we had 9 kids for?
I don't understand. You went to the park? Dad?
I'm trying to picture his, like, 9-year-old son saying, what am I, Chuck Liver? He's fucking Gilbert Gottfried kid.
You went to a park. You don't invite me. What do I look like?
Let's watch some more of these. Now, these are now American people that are like, what the fuck
are
you doing?
Well, they're all American.
They're all American. These are
You're right.
Regular.
Non-crazy religious.
Non-Hasidics.
I do want to point out, though, that there is a little bit of hypocrisy in this video because the people are yelling at the Hasidic Jews, but they're not wearing their masks. So they're
I was
going to
say the same thing. I agreed. What are you complaining about? You're not being responsible either.
Maybe they all have a condition.
Doesn't it sound like the...
yelling.
Doesn't it... There's, like, a part over there that sounds like the guy that's yelling who brought Bob Dylan to the stage.
Oh, no.
There's, like...
Doug,
yeah,
let's hear.
Yeah.
Let's hear. I hear it. Yeah,
I was climbing on this jungle gym in 1974. Who are you?
Let's see. This is another park being ripped open.
You can't even operate a fucking bolt cutter.
Oh,
Hershey.
Hershey.
They see, they love the shitty chocolate that we all hate on this show. That just shows you how out of touch they are. Hershey.
I like to go on record as saying I think Hershey chocolate is completely fine, and I think dark chocolate tastes like shit.
I love milk chocolate, but it's not actual. There's no milk in it. Go ahead.
I'll go halfway with what you said. I think dark chocolate is garbage.
Thank you.
I love
high quality.
I disagree. I greatly disagree. But go ahead.
But Hershey is just unpalatable to me. Hershey just tastes bitter and just cheap. It just tastes
tough.
Processed.
Do you mean just like cheap. A standard like Hershey chocolate bar or anything from that brand?
Standard Hershey chocolate bar and the Kisses also.
Yeah, I don't really eat those, but like they have other items that aren't as bad.
Like what? What?
Well, you know, now I'm thinking maybe I got Hershey and Nestle mixed up. Is that
well,
not
maybe,
all
I,
the same?
I
well, what
every
items
single
do you
Hershey
like?
Product before in my life.
There are other products like Mr. Goodbar or like
that's
Cracker.
Mr. Goodbar is fine.
Eh. I like Crackle.
Yes.
Crackle.
Yes.
I prefer Nestle Crunch. It's much better. And even Nestle, I have my problems. But anyway, this one, I can't believe the GOP leader, Sean McCarthy, is fucking tweeting about Brooklyn playgrounds not being open. And so here's also, I want to point out, like, no one's wearing, like, this, the only person wearing a mask is this old fucking man. All of you should be wearing masks.
Can I ask a question? They've got bolt cutters out. What we're seeing is that bolt cutters are going to break the lock on this gate to get into the park. But there's like a dozen people on either side of the gate. So how did they get into the park to begin with? Clearly,
they climbed
this is
the
a continuation of the previous video where they broke into one door and now they're breaking all the others. They're
it could,
inside the park.
It could be, Rob, a confirmation of the protocols of the Elders of Zion that they have demonized shapeshifters and they can phase through a chain link fence easily. The bolt cutters are just for show. Actually, no, the children don't have that ability until they reach bar mitzvah age, and that's when they need the gate actually open to get inside. That's why they do it. It's for the kids.
The Gate, a great movie.
Great movie. Love The Gate.
Maybe
have
we should do a Patreon on that.
I don't know
about,
what that is.
It's about these. One of them is one of the Coreys, right? The Corey Haim or one of them, Corey Feldman maybe, but it's a little kid. And in the backyard, him and his sister discover like a portal to hell. And their parents go away somewhere, so it's like home alone.
Oh, I
and
feel like I might have seen.
They play a
these...
record backwards, and it opens up the gates of hell.
Huh.
Yeah, and it's like all these demons, like non CGI practical effects demons that look terrible.
Oh wow.
Come out and like it's more like it's like comedy horror. It's very lighthearted in tone. It's scary as fuck if you're a little kid. You should be on Channel 11.
Huh.
Maybe that's where I saw it.
Heard of it. Interesting.
Well, it's been another excellent show, and I can't believe it's over, but there's only one thing left to do.
Got to leave, got to say goodbye now.
And that's shout out our top live cast band of the week. Of course, you can be a top cast band of the week by joining our Patreon. For $10 a month at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And I want to give a shout out.
And I'm going to do it in my Harvey Firestein voice.
It already hurts my throat.
I want to give a big shout out to Eric. You're a lovely bubble. Don't forget, of course, Robert Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin. He loves his cinnamon raisin bagels. Benjamin. Of matzo ball soup waiting for you at Harvey's house.
Oh.
El Duderino, you sound like a goyim. Dan R, what does the R stand for? And it better be Rugula. Cattle decaf. Yeah, Harvey likes a little cattle decaf with his vodka. Then we got Mindy Mayer's kippa. Mindy Mayer, wonderful local representative, and her kippa deserves a place on the Lost Five Gas Band of the Week. We got Croc Destroyer. I had a similar nickname on Broadway, but it wasn't about Crocs. We're talking about Sam. I am. I is. I don't know who that is. We got Justin with an E. Then we got Yander with a J.
Yander.
gender with a J. Then we got Chasseur Chassoussis. Wonderful town. I've done many one-man plays in Chasseur Chassoussis. And we have LaCroix. Wonderful trick. Then we have the Crustacean Sensation, a.k.a. Samba. Oi, DeVos, why don't you stomp God? Show some respect. Then we have Ash Buckethoff. Let me try that again. Ash Buckethoff. Is this Yiddish? No, Ash Buckethoff.
I like that you're playing up. Most people go for the gay angle with Harvey. You're using, all playing up the Jewish angle. It's great. It's a great impression.
I'm sorry. Harvey Fierstein is gay?
Who knew?
He seems like such a ladies' man. Then we have Dallas. We have Robert Vampiro. 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 Shame. And of course, hi, guys.
Couldn't leave them. Harvey on.
Sorry. Bye, guys.
Josh. Hard. Damn.
That concludes the Top Livecast Fans of the Week.
Go
to patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. $10. Hobby appreciated.
A little short footnote, Sid. It wasn't a Corey. It was young Steven Dorff.
Oh my god!
That's what did in this movie. I don't know how I forgot.
Oh, then I definitely This was all like Cinemax all the time.
Yeah, really good. Check it out. Maybe we should review that one too.
Interesting. This is pre-SFW Steven Dorff.
Oh yeah, he's like 10 or 11 years old. All right.
All right, we're out of here, folks.
No worries. Okay,
that's sweet.
Go back into Burden.
I'm gonna go buy a new bra.
At Burden. So it's gone. See you next week.
All right.
sorry I interrupted you, Rob. I thought you were done with the shout outs.
No, it was good. It's fine. That was great.
Yeah.
Definitely got to extract that clip of Bobby Blitz talking about Lemmy. That was fantastic.
I wrote it down already.
Cool.
And that he's working on new material. Do you think that would make news, Rob, or is that like a known thing?
Yeah, he already said it in some other interview, but I mean, we could try. We could.
Right. No, the Lemmy clip is way better.
Yeah, I agree.
While you're playing the bolt cutter story, I heard an enormous crash, and I don't know if it was one of you or if it was in my house or something.
I think in your house.
It sounded like the shit fell down, but I looked around and there was nothing collapsed or anything.
Nope.
It could have just been the audio from the video as well.
It sounded like cabinets falling. Like I feel like I heard it outside my headphones.
Ah.
Okay. Whatever. Mm.
All right.
Are you home alone right now?
No, my mother's here.
Okay, so.
Wait, Rob, I have a question.
I'll have to go check on her.
So I can see the live cast block. Does that mean that it was on the stream? I just couldn't look at the stream.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't? Oh, okay, nice. How do you get it to not show up on the stream, but it shows up on our gallery?
I think for the gallery, you have show non-video participants.
Yes.
Oh, so I'm on my own?
Yeah. But for the stream, it just automatically doesn't include anything with video. Anything without video.
Cool.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to go have dinner. That was fun.
Bye.
Bye.